Kinderlach this week was Zayin Cheshvin. It's a special day for many reasons, but also it was the yahrzeit of a very famous Rav. His name was Rav Meir Shapira, the Rav of Lublin, who founded a very famous yeshiva. Yeshivas Chachme Lublin, it's called. And for many other reasons, he's famous. It was a big Gaon and a big Rosh Yeshiva. And he had many, many great Talmidim. Each one of the Talmidim were also big Talmidim Chachamim. But Meir Shapira didn't live very long. He lived into his 40s. Then he got very sick suddenly. And within a few days, he passed away. Meir Shapira was always happy, always besimcha. No matter how difficult times were, he was always besimcha. Even on the day when he passed away, his Talmidim came to stay next to him, next to his bed. He wrote a little note because he couldn't speak. As he wrote it on a note, please say l'chaim and dance around my bed. He wanted them to dance with a simcha. Now, why did he have the simcha? What was his big deal with simcha? Why was Rabbi Shapira so besimcha? So there's a very interesting story behind it, and that's the story I'm going to share with you. Rabbi Shapira was a descendant of the very famous tzaddik, Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, Reb Pinchas Koritzer. Pinchas is the Pinchas Shapiro, right? The same last name as Rabbi Shapiro. Rabbi Shapiro was a direct descendant, father to son, all the way to Reb Pinchas Koritzer. Reb Pinchas Koritzer had one of his sons was Meir. Meir was the ancestor, the great grandfather of Rabbi Shapiro. Meir Shapiro was named after him. The story goes like this: once in Poland, in Russia, there was a huge epidemic. Many, many people died. Men, women, children. It was terrible, terrible. It kept spreading. It kept killing more and more people every day. People started panicking and very scared. And many of the Jews surrounding the cities of Koritz came to Reb Pinchas. They came crying to him and saying, Rebbe, help us, daven for us, people are dying. Reb Pinchas tried, he davened, he said to Hillel, had Ruach HaKodesh, so he could see what goes on in Shemaim, and he tried very hard to take away the terrible gzera, the terrible decree against the people. And so he tried, he davened, we see that nothing he does worked. His tefillahs didn't work. And no matter what he tried to do, it didn't work. And he was very, very upset about it. He didn't know what to do. And people were crying every day, and his heart was aching. He felt so broken inside that he can't help the people. So one day he said, you know what? I'm going to do something crazy. He opened the tilim and said some tilim and cried and said, Hashem, I have a son, his name is Meir. Now this son, Meir, was almost like his most beloved son. He loved his son very much. He even hinted that this son will be the next Rebbe after him. He will take over. He thought that Rebbe Meir was a very special neshama. That was like almost like they say, the apple of his eye. That means it was like very, he loved him so much. Like he thought about him the whole time. Very close to his father. So Rebbe Pinchas Koritzer said to the Eibishter, Hashem, listen, Hashem, I can't seem to destroy the gzeira and people are dying. I will give you my son. Take my son Meir away. And that should be a kapara for the whole Jewish people, and the gzeira should go away. In other words, Reb Pinchas Koritzer was willing to give up his son, so his son would pass away. His most beloved son that he loved so dearly, only to protect and save the Jewish people from this terrible, terrible epidemic, the Magefa, that killed thousands and thousands of people every day. And as soon as Rabbi Pinchas said that, the Magefa stopped. And his son Meir got very, very sick. The next day, he got very, very sick. And he got sicker and sicker every day. It looked like the doctors couldn't help him. They said that he's going to die. When people heard what had happened, that Rabbi Pinchas Koretzer gave his child away to Hashem as a kapora for all the other Jews, so the Magefa would stop. So they realized the terrible thing that had happened, that Rabbi Pinchas Koretzer is going to lose his precious, precious son that he loved so much, because he wanted to save their lives, of all the Jewish people. So they came running to him and says, Rebbe, no, don't worry about it. Let the Magefa be. We don't want you to lose your son. It's too much of a price to pay to lose your special son, Meir. And Meir says, no, don't worry. I want to protect the Jewish people. I want to make sure that the Gzera doesn't come back. Let Hashem do what he does. So people cried to him, says, no, we don't want the more people, thousands. People kept coming to his door and says, Rebbe, no. We're forgetting, we don't care anymore about the Magefa. It can happen again, let it come back. But please don't let your son die. We know how special he is to you. Rebbe Pinchas' heart was like squeezed. He felt such pain in his heart. He didn't know what to do. Here the people are crying to him to please save his son. And not to let his son die for the sake of other people. They're willing that they should die from the Magefa rather than that his son should die. They cared so much about their Rebbe. Rebbe's heart was like squeezed. He didn't know what to do. So finally he opened up the Aron Kodesh in the shul and started crying in front of the Sifrei Torah. It says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hashem, you know that I gave my son wholeheartedly, with all my heart, I gave him away to you as a kapora, as a forgiveness for all the Jewish people so they wouldn't die anymore. What can I do? The people don't want me to do it. People are going to be so heartbroken if they see my son die. I don't know what to tell them. Hashem, look at the pain of the people. They're so upset. They're crying. They don't want my son to die. Please save my son. And so within a few days, Meir started getting better. Instead of getting worse, instead of getting better, better and better, till he became healthy. He became later a famous Rav, the Rav of Shpetivka, and Remei Shapira was his descendant. Remei Shapira would say always, my great-great-great-grandfather, Reb Meirel, the son of Reb Pinchas Koretzer, his whole life was given to him as a present by Hashem. He wasn't supposed to live, because he was supposed to die instead of the Magefa, of the epidemic. But then Hashem gave it to him his life anyways. So his life was a gift. So Reb Meir Shapira said, my life is also a gift. Because if he, Meirel, my great-great-grandfather, wouldn't have lived, he would have died when he was six, the way he was supposed to. He almost died when he was six. If he had died then, I wouldn't be alive. So I'm alive because he got a 3 years of life as a special gift for free, which he wasn't deserved, he wasn't supposed to have it. And therefore I have all my years of free. Therefore I'm besimcha. Can a person not be besimcha when you know your whole life is given to you for free? Given to you as a gift, as a present. And that is the reason Remeir was always happy.